latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
After a three-year hiatus, Kim Walker-Smith this week releases her new 12-track solo album, Wild Heart. Recorded live at the Cascade Theatre in Redding, California, Kim says Wild Heart is an encouraging, timely project. Kim, who's also one of the leaders of the Jesus Culture Band and one of the strongest voices in today's modern worship movement, says the new project aims to speak into the lives of people in an authentic, tangible way.
I don't like to just make albums or make songs just for the sake of doing it. As a musician, I feel like first and foremost, I'm a minister and my job is to serve the body of Christ. And so I want to be able to bring something to do that with and actually have something tangible to give and not just sing some pretty songs. And so that's what I felt like I wanted to bring with this record, was songs and lyrics that would help ignite a fresh passion and a fresh fire, that would fuel that fire, that would stir up faith, that would stir up hope, and that would stir up just even a greater trust in Jesus.
Kim says she thinks it's important to sing songs out of her own personal experience of God.
I would say I have that same conviction, which is I don't want to sing a song that I don't fully believe 100%. I want to feel the conviction of every word that I'm singing, and I want to know why I'm singing it. I want to feel those words deep down inside me and really sing it with conviction and feeling. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, especially for what I do, to just sing a song, just like I said, for the sake of singing a song. But we have the songs that we're, you know, as worshipers, as worship leaders, worship pastors, congregants, we have songs that we are drawn to because of what they mean to us, particularly in certain seasons of our life. And so that's how I feel about the songs that I'm singing and I'm leading. They're songs that I feel a strong conviction about, that really means something to me and are written from real life experience.
Kim says the big difference in contemporary Christian music today, as opposed to Christian music in previous decades, is a stronger emphasis on worship, with many more songs that sing to God rather than songs about Him.
There is a difference between singing songs about God and singing songs to God. I do think that we have kind of come to a place where we are craving more of not just the authenticity, but a real experience and a real encounter with God through the music. And I also think that people are, like, it's just an interesting question, even with the season that we're in right now, where, like, we can't really gather. We can't gather in churches and have church the way that we normally have. We can't all come together and be in a church building, a large gathering. And we have to take away the stage, take away the production, take away the fancy lights, all of those things. And the question is, do you still have Jesus? Do you still have what matters most above everything else, above the music, above the production, above the fancy lights? And I think that all of us are, number one, in this season and this time, realizing that and maybe coming back to the simplicity of the gospel and of who Jesus is and how much we need Him in our lives. But also, I think that we are just craving authenticity across the board, not just in the songs we sing, but in our maybe our church experience and everything that we're doing.
Kim Walker-Smith talking about her new album, Wild Heart, that releases this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.